Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Save big money at Menards.
Cool.
Wow. Entertainment, too.
This is Raheemy Harrison Grody, live from Gallagher Way here on 670 The Score. This is your reminder. The NLDS continues today right here at Wrigley Field as the Cubs host the Brewers for Game 3. Spiegel and Holmes will follow our show. Then it is the official pregame coverage at 3:30. First pitches at 4:08. Every broadcast of Cubs playoff baseball can be heard on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. Part of that Cubs Radio Network is, of course, our friend, the Major Leaguer, the analyst for the Cubs Radio broadcast. He is Ron of Pat and Ron. Ron Coomer, we did this at 1 o'clock in the two games that the team won, so we're doing it again today.
Anything for a W, I tell you. we'll stay in our routine. I got no problem with that. But
we thank
I didn't
you for
know
that.
We had a Score music group trio. I did not know that. That is very good. Yeah.
We are a work in progress, for sure.
I would agree to that, but that's okay. I've heard myself sing, and that's no treat, so don't worry.
You're way better than that.
it's sing joyfully, right?
Yes,
it doesn't
absolutely.
Matter how you sound
that's
necessarily.
Exactly right.
We're just singing joyfully. So I joke about the 1 o'clock thing, and we did it the last two times, but I think if there's something to it to you, there can be something to it for us.
Yeah, we won those two games, so let's do it. Why not? We're all here, and I just think this is one of those games where it's elimination day. Yeah, that's the way it goes. It's just one of those things. And so if doing a radio show at 1 o'clock, I'll be here. we've been here for a while already. But, what a perfect day again today, right? We've had some unbelievable weather here for the playoffs.
Do you feel like because the Cubs just did this, where they played a game where they knew if they lost, their season was over, that puts them in a better position to face a day like today?
Didn't think about that, but yeah, I would say so, Marshall. I think that's a good I would say yes. You deal with the same emotions. It was a week ago, and you're dealing with all this, and you know, having to play where every single pitch could change the outcome of the rest of the season. So I think that does play in their favor a little bit. There's no doubt. And I think it also plays in the favor of the fans, too, for the Cubs. Mark was here for it, too. The 2016 World Series, that was the most incredible crowd I had ever been a part of. And I've played in some pretty big games and in all my years of playing. But 16 was incredible. Mm. I thought game three of the wild card round, that game three, the fans were on their feet for the first pitch, and it was on. And I think they had a big impact, and I expect that today.
No doubt. And the guy on the mound for the Cubs, Coombe, is Jameson Taillon, who he is a veteran's veteran at this point, very comfortable with who he is and what he does. And what he did the last time he pitched was four shutout innings. Do you think that if Taillon is pitching well, that Craig Counsell will leave him in longer this time, or is it go right to the bullpen?
I think it all depends on what the situation is in the game and what you need. There's going to be parts of the lineup that you think are better for J-Mo, and there are parts of the lineup that you think would be a little more of a struggle. So it really depends on what part of that lineup is coming up, or if there's a man on and you're really not liking the matchup come third, fourth, fifth inning. I really think J-Mo has a lot to bring to the table with the change of speed that kind of, you know, makes him kind of neutral as a pitcher, whether it be left or right. I think that neutralizes some of the left-handed bats. So I think he's got a lot to offer. And then on top of that, you can say that, but then there's the other element that, you know, you can't see in a computer. Can he execute that? You might have that in your repertoire, but can you execute that? Because that's what it's about now. All this stuff has no relevance. Can a guy execute that? That's the problem. That's the issue of the day in playoffs. J-Mo can execute it. He did it in the last game that he pitched. Right away, went right to his breaking stuff and change, and instantly neutralized their lineup. And, you know, you just looked at a calm guy on the mound. Mm-hmm. And there is something to be said about being calm in October.
Oh, I think it was even more than that. You could tell he really relished those moments. Yeah. Like his facial expressions, his body language. He was working with the crowd in these big moments. It felt like they were almost one at the same time, especially I mentioned the at-bats to Tatis. You know, both of those were three-pitch strikeouts.
Yeah.
I mean, that just speaks to what he was doing.
Yeah, he was really good. He knew what he wanted to do. He was able to execute his pitches. And, you know, right now, being able to be in control of your breathing and walking to home plate, whether you're hitting or walking to the mound, and being able to execute the game plan and slow things down is an absolute must.
I also want to follow up just on another aspect of his game in particular, Ron, because if there is one guy who I think will say to himself quickly in a game, this pitch is not working for me today, or this is not getting the response from hitters that I needed to, he's got so much in his arsenal that he is able to make an adjustment.
Yeah, I would somewhat agree to that. I think at this time of the year, you need to pitch, like you guys saw, to talk about pitch deep in a game, you got to have all your pitches because there's the left-right thing can make a change. But the one pitch that he has great command of his hook, of this little baby curveball, kind of in-between slider curveball pitch that he throws away from the lefties, is a unique pitch command-wise for him. And he's able to throw that, and then the last game he threw, he's able to always throw that. That's his bread and butter pitch to get ahead, get back in a count against the lefty and not let them do damage. But the changeup was the big pitch in the last outing. That is his third pitch that became a big plus in the last outing. And he had all three working, and that's why he was really effective.
Certainly favorable conditions for pitchers compared to what we saw in Milwaukee over the last two games. I'm really curious, Coombe, when we look at this lineup, the Cubs, we knew it was going to be the same lineup.
Yep.
Who's going to benefit, do you think, the most from, one, the day off, the reset, and then being here in front of the home fans and with these different conditions?
Well, as of right now, I'm looking, you know, walking in, I stopped outside of center field and really kind of paid attention to what the wind is doing. And I really don't think it's going to be a bad day to hit. I think the wind's blowing in some, but it's kind of blowing towards the left field foul pole when I was walking in. Now, we'll look when I go back up to the booth to see what that is. If that's the case, it's not going to be a terrible day to hit here. It's a little cooler, but you know, this is not a terrible day to hit. It's not Milwaukee indoors, but it's not a terrible day.
Coombe, I know that you go back and for every game, go back and watch, you know, four or five games of the opposing pitcher to see what the Cubs are going to be getting. Quinn Priester goes today. He's had a terrific season. We know that he is a Cary kid, went to Cary Grove High School, born in Glendale Heights. But what are the Cubs getting from Quinn Priester?
To me, I always, as a hitter, I look at guys and, okay, what do they do? What are they trying to accomplish? And what's their best pitch? To me, his best pitch is his slider. It has uniquely more downward tilt than most guys' sliders. I think that's a good pitch. But when you look at him and you qualify him as a hitter, you know, is he a power guy with a four-seamer? No. Is he a big hook? No, he doesn't like his curveball. He likes that in-between breaking ball, does not throw his changeup. So now I take a guy like that and I say, well, basically we got two pitches. We got to deal with this slider, and then we got to deal with his two-seam fastball. He's a two-seam guy. So it's sinker slider. This is an old-fashioned sinker slider type guy that he throws a cutter on occasion, and that's the pitch he elevates because he gets underneath the ball with that pitch. That's the pitch if you're a Cubs hitter. Either it hangs in the middle of the zone or it's going to be a ball high. that pitch you gotta almost eliminate from the repertoire and go sinker slider, and that's what I'm going to hit. If depending on who you are, you pick a side of the plate to hit until you get to two strikes, and that's what you look for the whole at bat. So you're on one of the two because you know they're both coming, right? It's coming.
We're talking to Cubs radio analyst Ron Coomer here on Raheem Harris and Grody live from Gallagher Way on 670 The Score ahead of this all-important Game 3. I also want to ask you just about the history. The stat was brought up after the game on – it was Tuesday – or not Saturday night, Monday night. The stat was brought up about how the Cubs haven't been able to hit more than three runs since 2017 in a playoff game. They can't score more than three runs. It sounds like a coincidence, but unfortunately, we know that way of life well. You know, what can you say to that as somebody who's a hitter and you've seen how this has played out over the years and the various versions of this team?
Well, I think the only thing you really speak of is the current, right? I mean, going back to 2017 is a long time ago. Different players, different organization almost entirely. When you look at this group now, the issue has been the scouting for Milwaukee to how to pitch the Cubs hitters has worked. And they've been able to execute those pitches, and the Cubs have chased balls out of the zone. So certain hitters have certain, holes in their swing or they're chasing. It's not really a hole in their swing because a lot of guys get great swings. But when you don't swing at strikes, you're not going to hit. Mm-hmm. And that's been the Cubs' issue. They've swung at a lot of pitches out of the zone. They've punched out a lot. They've put themselves in bad counts a lot. And, the strikeout number to me is a big number. You know, when you've got the core of your lineup striking out a lot, it's tough to overcome that. It really is. So, hopefully today the Cubs, Priester is more of a, you're going to put the ball in play. And, hopefully Cubs can find some holes when he does throw that sinker and hit some balls through the infield. And then maybe get a ball elevated to the pull side to left field where I think the ball will carry a little better than to right.
I'm just writing all this down. So home runs to left field. So get the right-handed batter tonight if you're putting together your parlay. I got you.
And the other thing about this, too, is when you look at Priester's numbers, he's really neutral. The batting average against him, very similar, righty-lefty. The home runs, righties have hit more home runs than left-handers. Yeah, they've seen more right-handers, but that's the hanging breaking ball I'm talking about, that little cutter that sits up that he doesn't get above the zone, and that breaking ball that sits down and it stays in the middle. If you get those, can't miss.
The Cubs, they have had great team success against Priester. When you look at the individual numbers and the matchups, OPSing over 900 as a team against Priester as a hitter, how much more confidence should that, will that maybe, will that affect how they approach Priester?
Well, as we were just saying, I look at baseball differently than other people. I look at who's hot now.
Okay.
Who's swinging well now.
Mm-hmm.
Not what did we do in June and July. I don't buy that come playoff time. I think you look at your hitters and you look at your pitchers and who are the guys that are getting it done today, because you got a lot of factors. You've got fatigue. You've got a veteran player. It's playoff time. Are guys banged up a little bit? You don't know. So I look at Priester has been very good down the stretch. He got hit around in his last start. That was it. Been very good. To me, I look at, and I would be confident if I was a Cubs hitter today, two-pitch guy. We know what we're going to get. We know what we're looking for. Those would be the things that I would be hanging my hat on going, all right, this is what I'm looking for. I'm staying with my plan until he proves something different.
I love a lot of the ceremonial stuff that goes on in these games. The majesty of Jake Arrieta.
It's awesome.
Throwing out the first pitch. Zambrano.
Yeah, Big Z.
Is that correct? Like, that's confirmed? Big Z is in the house? So that's a good, that's a healthy rumor. I don't know. I might have heard something over by the Cubs' office.
The over-under of me. I bet the over-under.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Write that down. Write that down.
It's your pregame bet.
I like the chances of Big Z showing up in the house today.
Okay. Is a gentleman named Ed doing the seventh again, or have they changed that up? I know Ed keeps getting pulled into doing it.
Well,
but yeah, Eddie Vedder is who I'm talking about.
I've known Eddie a long time.
I know you have.
If I have to sing anything, I'm bigger than he is. I'd grab him and say, "You got to come with me," like Shelly did. Like, you got to sing.
Actually, I remember that you being grabbed to go. I think it was, I want to say, Big Cat.
He wins. Nobody bigger than him. Yeah, he was at my place and someone was saying, I'm like, oh, my. Yeah, he's a great dude.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome guy. He came to our place in Lockport and did their pregame show. All those guys in there. Awesome. We had a great time.
That's
probably
awesome.
Too good a time.
No
such thing.
Didn't he drag you into doing the seventh inning stretch in the TV booth at one point?
We might have.
As a little bit of support.
Yeah,
you are like the ultimate supporter of everybody. Coombs got you. He's the godfather of the broadcast booth. Yeah. You know, he's got your
just
back.
Just means I'm old. That's all.
Experience is what we're going with.
I'm getting there, buddy. Don't you worry.
I will say, when we sang the stretch, we felt very at home thanks to you.
Yeah, no, it's all good. Yeah.
It is a very welcoming booth.
Okay. If it is Carlos Zambrano, we should take some time to appreciate just the element he brings. But I think also it just speaks to the bigger part of this, the Cubs embracing the players who came before them in this generation. What do you think that means to not only guys, you know, who played on the team previously, but to the people who are there now? That was a cool thing to see in the celebration when Jake Arrieta was there and Ryan Dempster, and they got to take part. You know?
100%. I think you... The first time I really was around that a lot was when I signed in New York. Mm. They embraced that. The Yankees embraced that. When I got to spring training 2002, it was like the who's who of professional baseball history. You had every living guy that was a star player for the Yankees in camp. And I was like, wow, you want to learn third base? You had Craig Nettles working with you. I'm like, okay, this is great. You know, I mean, you had every Don Mattingly is doing flips, and that's who we're hitting with. Like, who else would you rather, you know? So I think it's important to bring guys around that have had a lot of success, and Big Z is one of them. Jake, obviously, one. You get these guys around, there's a vibe and an aura around them that is good, and I think that's good for the organization.
Well, and I always feel like, too, it's another voice, and you know this. Like, say some guy, sometimes those guys are on the team playing in a regular season game, you know, sometimes they hang out if they're special assistants, things like that, and you see all these little side conversations that happen, like batting practice, for example, or maybe it's you know, pitchers who will discuss things. Like, there's always somebody picking someone's brain there.
Zoe's another one that's been around quite a bit this year and is now with the organization. I think that's really good to have successful big league players around these young players. It just is. It's you bring a different element when you have done this for a long period of time. There's always those little things that you can bring to the table that are important and something that other people just may not have seen before. And I think Zoe is one of those guys.
When you look at this game, this lineup tonight, is there a guy that you're pointing at? You're pointing to like that guy's going to
set. I've not seen the lineup yet.
Oh, it's the same. It's nothing has changed.
Bushy Horner, right? Bushy Horner.
We got it for you. Yep. You can see it right here.
Lay it out there, Layla.
Got it right here.
Just fryer through it real quick. Maybe some of our
audience. Bush Horner, Tucker, Suzuki, Hap, Kelly, PCA, Dansby, Matt Shaw.
If I'll say this, Milwaukee has done everything in their power to try not to have Michael Bush hit against them. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Truth. That.
Truth.
They've been pretty good at it,
Bushy's
too.
Bushy's the hottest hitter on the planet.
And that's the thing. Like, again, you know, it seems like we're always talking about the decision of the risk versus the reward, right? Like, what's the percentage of healthy Kyle Tucker? When it comes to Bush, it's like
Bushy
handedness.
Bushy and Horner have a really good day offensively today, Cubs will win.
There it is.
Okay.
Yeah. I like
How's that?
Yeah.
Those two guys are banging the ball and running the bases. That's a Cubs win.
Which
our crowd at Gallagher Way has supported you in that effort.
Yeah. Good. Yes.
Uh-huh. Hey, guys. Well, Ron, this has been a lot of fun. Thank you for this ceremonious 1 o'clock pregame interview. We look forward to doing this again.
We'll see you tomorrow.
There it is.
You're the good.
Thank you so much, Ron.
You're the good, Godfather.
Hey, and regardless, we're not because of the late game time, so we'll be in studio, but we'll figure out a way to bug
you. My
phone
works. It's all right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Ron, thanks for bringing the vibes. Yep. You can, of course, hear Pat and Ron on the official broadcast. Pregame coverage begins at 3:30. First pitch today is at 4:08. More from pregame here as we get ready for this all-important Game 3. Rahimi, Harris, Grody, live from Gallagher Way, next on the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Score.
Listen to Raheemi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
In the first two games, we have just not, you know, produced enough pressure on them. And it's, you know, that's going to add up to a lot of zeros. And that's what happened in the last seven or eight innings. So we've got to find a way to just create more pressure. And that's best base runners, hits, walks. We've got to have more pressure and make innings and kind of pitching decisions much tougher on the other side.
That was Greg Council, and he is talking about manufacturing offense, which the Cubs unfortunately haven't been able to find much of, and it goes back years and years. This is Raheemi Harris and Grody live from Gallagher Way on 670 The Score, and he answered questions just moments ago, did Greg Council, for the media, and we will start with hearing from our own Matt Spiegel, intrepid baseball man that he is. We see him in the distance. He's got the show after hours. Well, he's doing double duty as a reporter as well today because he asked Craig Council about his pitching staff.
Craig, such a successful pitching year with the profile of your staff and so many good elite defenders. When the playoffs come, does the pitching profile change? Do you ever find yourself thinking you have guys that are more built for the regular season than the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, look, good pitchers, that plays throughout the season. I think that's what you're going to need. We haven't pitched well in two games. I wish I could tell you more than that. We haven't pitched well in a couple of games, and that's hurt us. I think maybe what you're asking is, you know, do you want strikeouts? I love strikeouts. You know, everybody loves every pitching coach and every pitching guy loves strikeouts. They're also hard to get. It's hard to strike out 30% of the guys that you face. Like those are pretty good numbers, right? And so I think it's always something you have your eye on because it is the thing about pitchers that shows stuff and dominance. But you know, in the end, like you also got to get people out, and so there's kind of a graph to that stuff, right? And we've had successful pitching this year, and guys that have got outs through some really big sample, they've had kind of two bad starts in a row here.
Everybody wants 98 to 101. Everybody wants strikeouts. I mean, that he's right about that.
Why are you capping it at 101? I want 98 to 104 or 105. I've seen that now. I can't unsee that. I can't unsee that.
Oh,
Grace.
My God. Les Mis. Yeah, well.
It wasn't just him. Mason Miller in the previous series.
Right. And our guy, our 100-mile-per-hour pitcher, Daniel Palencia, did not fare well the other day in his outing, which was the converse from what it was in the very first game of the year. You know, I can't hear – I was very uncomfortable with being comfortable hearing a Spiegel question to Craig Counsell because we're used to that dramatic pause when they have him on the phone and you're like, oh, my God, is Craig going to get mad? Is he going to get mad at Spiegel? Is he going to get mad at Matt? No. He knew exactly what Spiegel was asking right there.
Yeah, that was a much different scenario than what we've heard whenever he's on with Lawrence and Spiegel.
I love strikeouts.
There's usually a dramatic pause somewhere along the
way. Always, because there's like a weird delay. And so it feels like, oh, man, is he stewing over this? Does he not like the question? Is he going to say something bad? And then he says something good.
Well, and it sounds good in theory. But, you know, even like what Lance Brozdowski was saying, I understand that they think certain pitchers have more of an aptitude to get a strikeout. But that just always hasn't been the case. You know, if a guy's keeping the ball down and it's soft contact, you know what that isn't? A home run. So that's where I take some issue. Counsell also talked about the importance of that first inning really needing to set the tone in this game.
Kind of an obvious question, given it's an elimination game for you guys, but just given how the first innings have gone pitching-wise for you the last two games, just how important from a momentum standpoint, standpoint, getting a zero from Tyone in the first inning?
No, I mean, I think that's a good question. Look, and there's only one answer that I can give too. Like, yes, zero would really help. But yeah, look, I think a zero would help for sure. I mean, we put ourselves in a great spot back to even in game two, put ourselves in a huge hole in game one. You know, really played with the lead in one of these games in the playoffs so far. You know, game three, really the only game we played with the lead with, you know, for more than half the game. So, you know, I think that's playing with a lead, obviously, is going to make pitching decisions always a little different. And so that part of that is putting up a zero in the first inning.
I mean, it's something that hasn't happened yet in this series. So, and here's the difference. They were the visiting team, so when they struck first, it was at their first opportunity, the first opportunity of anyone. The problem was the home team also struck first at their first opportunity. And I think the magic, not magic, just the what we've expected out of Jameson Taillon is he's not going to give up something dramatic, and then that gives the Cubs to at least come to bat not in a hole. That'd be the worst situation today, is that the Cubs come to bat for the first time, and they're already trailing.
Well, man, I got to tell you, the top of the first have been, like, really nice and, like, giving you hope and, like, okay, finally, there's Michael Busch leads off the game with a hot start. Okay, here we go. That was the Saturday game, right? And then in the next game, say a Suzuki 3-run homer. You're like, okay, there it is. And there's no relaxing. Like, first inning comes around and it's over and it becomes even and then that's it.
Well, and I feel like that has been a good thing, what we've seen. If by itself... You saw, oh, Michael Busch led off the game with a home run. Oh, the Cubs had a 3-run first inning. You're saying to yourself, well, this is good. Like, I like where this is going. Uh-huh. It's just been the other part that's been a concern.
I think the adding on, the idea that, you know, get the one thing about the elimination game that they faced before, the winner-take-all game from the wild card series, they just kept putting leadoff men on base. It was, what, 5 of the first 6 innings they had the leadoff man on? And I know they didn't capitalize. They did not have good numbers, as they haven't had all playoff long, about runners in scoring position. But put, as Craig Counsell keeps saying, put pressure on somebody.
Right.
There has been a disturbance in the forest here at Gallagher Way, by the way, where Raheem Harris and Grody, as we are overlooking a sun-kissed Gallagher Way, the owner of the team, Tom Ricketts, doing the walkthrough. And as he always does... taking pictures with fans.
Yeah, he got asked for pictures with the fans and stopped and said hi to us real quick. And, yeah, it was nice to see Tom walk through. We are being passed a note. Thank you for this note.
Is it urgent?
Well, it is important to note because we do have a partnership, you know. Brickhouse Tavern has informed me that I did hear about this, but I haven't partaken yet. They offer a killer a la carte brunch menu on Saturdays and Sundays when the Cubs are away. Have you seen it? I've had friends post from there.
I've seen the pictures when we've been inside of Brickhouse. I was like, that actually looks really good. It's like, maybe I'll jump on the red line and come up here for like a football Sunday or Saturday.
That is the perfect spot for watching college football and Sunday football. Check out all events at BrickhouseTavernShy.com. In the meantime, we mentioned this earlier. I've said before, I'm part of the Defenders of Javier Assad Club, and I'm supposed to get the snack list for everybody when we have our meeting. Well, I'm not the only one. Craig Counsell was asked in the media today why they chose Ben Brown on the playoff roster over Assad.
Our choice, really, frankly, what we got down to was Assad or Ben Brown. We ended up choosing Ben Brown. Ben delivered a really good outing. So, from that perspective, no. And Javi's still under consideration, certainly for future rosters.
Doubt that. I don't think Javier, if the Cubs are to advance, I don't think Javier Assad is going to come close to sniffing the roster. I thought Lance Brozdowski laid it out pretty well that, while his lifetime ERA is 3-something, it could easily be projected, and by the people that do this, as 4-something, considering some of the luck he's had with runners on base.
Here's why you're wrong, Mark.
Oh, okay.
Not just because of your personal bias against Javier Assad, which I have picked. I've picked up on because you believe that he's a guy. He's always in trouble.
I believe what the organization believes. Okay. I believe what the analytics believe.
But here's why that changes if they are to win 3 straight games and get to the NLCS. In a 7-game series, you need more guys who can give you length, especially with the questions about Shota Imanaga. You need more guys who can give you length. Javier Assad is one of very few guys who can do that. And honestly, he's a guy you trust more than Michael Soroka right now.
You're talking about like length during the regular season. This ain't game 37 of the year, and you're bringing in Javier Assad for length in the third inning because your starter failed.
No.
Like,
I think that's
not the answer.
Let's be honest. Let's be really honest, the three of us right now. Let's just really be honest, put it on the table. The Cubs don't have the starters who make you believe they can go 5 strong innings in the playoffs. So when I say length, I'm talking about a situation where you're going to have more than one piggyback guy out here. And Assad would fill that piggyback role very nicely.
Okay.
Well, and I think theoretically it is also Colin Ray. But they saved him from that game one for a reason. And Lance, and we all talked about that with him a few moments ago. So I feel like, I think if anything happens in this game, you're going to see Colin Ray. But I got a lot of confidence in Jameson Taillon, and so does our guy Ian Happ. Let's listen.
What is it like to face this type of situation with someone like Jameson Taillon on the mound with his experience level and background and everything?
Yeah, I think, first and foremost, his experience and the different places he's been, the different atmospheres he's pitched in. But I think you saw just in that elimination game against San Diego what he's capable of, his ability to move the ball around, his ability to throw strikes, his ability to control a game and atmosphere, and I have all the confidence in the world in him. I have for a long time. He's been fun to watch, and the moment doesn't get too big for him.
It certainly seemed that way in the last game when we saw him here on the mound at Wrigley.
Yeah, no, I mean, he looked great. Looked superbly confident, and nobody has really had that look so far except for him.
The gamer.
It's the gamer.
I think Matthew Boyd in the wild card series had that look.
Okay, I'll give you that.
I disagree with the assessment that it would be Colin Ray today. I think Colin Ray, if it's tomorrow, he's coming off today's rest. It would be Aaron Civale if that's needed today, because Civale has more rest on his shoulders.
Civale threw in game one.
Right, so Ray threw in game two, so that he's got a lot more rest. He's got the 2 extra days of rest.
Fair enough.
But Ray tomorrow, absolutely, because all hands on deck.
Yeah.
But you're just trying to get to tomorrow right now.
Well, but I do feel like if it's stuff-wise, if that's the conversation and you're in an elimination game, that's why I was thinking it would still be Ray. That's how I felt. And then also we have one more from the clubhouse. Bruce asked Craig Counsell about how he is inspiring his team before this do-or-die game.
Any Newt Rockne or Vince Lombardi speeches to any of your players individually? I know collectively you probably wouldn't do anything like that. Just positive reinforcement on the day of.
Yeah, I mean, more just like conversation for sure, whether you want to consider those that caliber of speech, it's up to you, but absolutely conversations, yeah.
The response is just quintessential Craig Council.
But you knew based on the question that that response was going to have a little to it, and it did. It did not disappoint.
At least, I mean, he kind of went Notre Dame on him there a little bit.
He went full on. He's like, I know you played in Notre Dame. I know you know about these guys.
Check this out. Craig, are you going to win one for the Gipper?
Basically.
Vince Lombardi speeches.
Oh, man. And Bruce knows damn well, like, Craig Council's the last guy to give. Like, his counterpart, Pat Murphy, would be more likely to give a speech like that. But knowing him, he would probably just think that that was ridiculous to do something.
Pat Murphy, who aw shucksed his way into 97 wins in the regular season and the NLDS in a commanding 2-0 lead.
That's a great way to put it.
He aw shucksed it. He was like, oh, look at it. You know, we got a lot of injuries, man, and the Cubs are really good. Bing, bang, boom. Next thing you know, they've won 21 games in a month, and here we are.
The goal of the Cubs right now should just be to get the aw shucks out of Pat Murphy, because once you've removed that, that means, they're in actual danger. The Brewers aren't in any danger yet. That's what it would have to happen for the aw shucks to be wiped away.
Here's the scientific expert strategy. You need Murphy to go to the pancake early in the podcast. you need him to go to the pancake in, like, the second inning.
That's
like,
hilarious.
He's got to be feeling a little pressure. I don't know what other snacks are in there. I expect the kangaroo pouch of the hoodie to be gone, too, in, like, the fourth inning if we're cooking here, okay?
I still want to know if those tots are in the pocket, man.
Oh.
You know, Craig Council, very known to be anti-tot, as heard on the score with Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel.
That would be amazing.
You want Murphy to run out of snacks by the fourth inning.
That's hilarious.
Like, that's what you're looking to have happen here.
And that's how
you know they're in a good position.
If Pat Murphy pulled tater tots out of his pocket, it would be the ultimate troll job. It really would.
No, the ultimate troll job would be a Chicago dog or something.
No, because I think you heard him talk about it. He hates tater tots. So for him to pull, like, tater tots, I was like, hey,
it's a weird thing.
I can't with Craig. Something that ubiquitous in life can't be a troll job. Like, tots exist in the world, and people love them.
Childhood trauma haunts us all. That's all I can say to that.
It's so true. That sounds like it has more to do with trauma than it does the taste of the potato. And that's delving in real deep.
That is delving in real
deep. We didn't do predictions for the series, so we decided we would put ourselves on blast and do predictions for the game. We will do that next on Raheem Harrison Grody, live from Gallagher Way on 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
The Raheem Harrison Grody Show, middays 10 to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It is the final countdown. That is very appropriate. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody here on 670 The Score. We are broadcasting live to you from Gallagher Way. The crowd has started to filter in ahead of this all-important do-or-die elimination, whatever you want to call it, Game 3 of the NLDS. Jameson Taillon taking the mound for the Cubs. He will be countered by Quinn Priester. Pre-game coverage right here on 670. The Score begins at 3:30. And the first pitch is at 4:08 right here on the Cubs Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. In the meantime, we never did wholehearted predictions for the series. So I think it comes down to what your prediction is for today. And if we get to make another prediction tomorrow, then we get to make another prediction tomorrow. My prediction is we will make a prediction tomorrow.
Yeah. You're a good
listener. Oh, I see what you did there.
I'm not trying to play to the crowd. This is really just how I feel.
Yeah.
Jameson Taillon shows you he's a leader. He wants the ball. That was an absolutely fabulous atmosphere last week. You saw what he was able to do to counter the Padres hitters. I think he is going to attack with everything he's got today. Coombe makes an excellent point in the fact that if you don't have all your pitches, life is going to be hard. But if there's somebody I know and trust who will counter with whatever he thinks is working today, it's him, and he will do it. So I do think the Cubs wake up and get what they need today, especially on the hill, to be able to win Game 3.
You got a score?
No. No, I don't.
Okay, Marshall.
I mean, I hate to say it, but it's safe to say based on the trends that it might be like a 3-2, 3-1 type of game. It might be stressful for a really long time.
But
I'm willing to say it can happen today.
I don't know a whole lot, but I knew she was not going to go over 3 with that winning total. I did know that for a fact.
Unfortunately, I think the trend continues in that respect.
I think the trend does not continue.
14 straight playoff games would be the number.
I think here's what we're looking at. We're looking at a Cubs win. I think we can all agree on that. I think Jameson Taillon is the big driver why. But I also think because of how well he will pitch today, that the Cubs offense will step up, and it might not be in traditional fashion. Although, you know, I wanted the wind to be blowing out. From the sound of Ron Coomer and his advanced scouting report, the wind blowing towards the left field foul pole sounds like a day when a guy can get a home run off.
Yeah. I mean, that's the hard part. The wind is starting to pick up here. It's a lot different than from when we started the show at 10 o'clock.
No doubt about it. And the sun is shining, like you said, at kind of a cool, I don't know if it's cool. It's
cold.
Cold. You say cold,
I
say cool.
It is not cold. I just took my hoodie off because it's nice and warm out there in the sun.
By the Raheemy scale, is it less than 75 degrees outside? It is cold.
It's really nice out. I'll just say that. That's what I feel. I also think the Cubs are going to win this game. I think they're going to get to Quinn Priester. I'm hoping that it's the Quinn Priester that the Cubs faced right here at Wrigley Field not that long ago, August 21st, where he goes 4 1/3, allowed 1 run, but he walked 5. He walked 5, struck out 4. Let's hope there's a wild Priester in the house today.
Wild Priester.
Wild Priester.
What's up, Rosie?
Yeah, man. He's the one that coined all that. I miss that. I miss that up there. Wild pitch.
I do too.
And I also think that the Cubs will get damaged today from, I'm going to go Dansby Swanson. Not just with the glove. It's time for Dansby Swanson to come up with a big hit. I'm not saying a home run necessarily. Maybe a two-run single. Maybe a gapper. So I'm thinking about
the best version of what he does.
The best version of what he does, right. Because if he'd been able to put the hitting together with the fielding that he's provided for the Cubs since he got here, he would have been an MVP candidate, right? Plain and simple, because he's one of the best fielders. And if he could just hit a little bit, his name would have been in that discussion. That's how much his hitting changes it. So I think he's going to be a game changer today. The Cubs will win this game 5-3. My prediction was brought to you guys by Garrett's Chicago Pizza Popcorn. Thank you to the Garrett's people who have dropped this off for us once again. Thank you.
No, it wasn't.
Grody.
It was brought to you by Brickhouse Tavern because you got mozzarella sticks.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much, Mitch Rosen, for making the run to the Budweiser Brickhouse. And I did. I sort of jokingly threw it out there. I like a mozzarella stick. I just had a delicious mozzarella cheese stick from the Budweiser Brickhouse.
Mark, don't leave me hanging, please.
Oh, yes. Marshall, you have a question.
Well, no.
Marshall's raising his hand.
No, I'm trying to get a high five.
Oh, you want a high five? I thought you were raising.
No, because we're on the same page.
What? Wow.
We're on the same page.
You still waited even when he said a high five.
Yeah, he likes to torture me. It's fine. That's what makes our relationship special, I like to think.
How about this, Layla? Well, while you were away from us during the break, Marshall and I got a picture with a Score fan, a big Raheemy Harrison Grody fan.
Thank you, fan.
I'm kind of sad that she didn't see him.
But no, no, check this out. Two things. First of all, he said, I bet I'm your youngest fan. He goes, I'm 20 years old. And the other part of it, he looks like Baby T's brother or cousin, maybe. Did he hit a Baby T look at Tyler Farengol, who is probably our youngest employee at the score.
Is Tyler our youngest?
He might be our youngest, but that dude, first of all, I can't believe he's
Ruben
20.
Spiegel.
It's a big 20-year-old dude,
yeah,
right there. And he had the Baby T mohawk.
That's exactly
right.
He just
looked like the bigger brother or something.
We have a large Baby T. Baby T original and Baby T jumbo size.
That's right.
Whoa.
Big Baby T.
And he's outside of our demo, in the demo that they say people can't get.
Well,
you can't get 18 to 34.
Shout out to our younger listeners, because
we do have a lot of
I was at Dad's place the other day in Wrigleyville, and the guy that I bonded with, the fan that I bonded with most, 30 years old. 30 years old, and he gave me shout out to Sam, who was turning 30, and he was out for the remote the other day when I was giving away the Cubs tickets for this game. Unfortunately, he did not win, but he was awesome. So
he's a baby.
I told him he is just a baby. I told him I would give him a shout out.
Grody, I'm glad you mentioned your appearance at Dad's place, because I have a big question. Since you were at Dad's place, how is Matthew Boyd?
Hey!
Yeah, no, Boyd did not make it.
Hey, you leave his name out of this. We're not even upset with him for Saturday.
No,
okay?
We love Matthew Boyd.
I was disappointed, though, that
Dads have bad days sometimes.
Ryan Dempster did not make it out to Dad's place. Remember, I invited him to come on out.
Wait, have you been to Mom's place?
That was such a half invite. What were you doing?
I've not been to Mom's place.
Okay, because I wanted to know if Dad's place was anything like Mom's place. That's why I asked.
I think they're related, actually.
Same owner. Same owner. It's being confirmed.
It's a motif, is what I like to call it. Yeah, they are. Apparently, Mom's has like Christmas lights in there.
It does.
That's their thing. Okay,
I've
so you
there.
Have been there.
I've
okay.
been to Mom's place.
And
never been to Dad's place.
And I think I could break this news.
I
Dad's
have been
place,
to Mom's place.
They were talking about doing the same thing.
Oh.
There, the manager was telling me, also a big score fan, was P1. Telling me that, yeah, he was a P1. He said they're probably going to maybe put the lights up at Dad's place as
I think
well.
They should. I think they should. And shout out to Sean and Grace and our promotion guys. Not only have they been informative, but they've been very helpful today, so thanks, you guys. And I saw you with the small Cheval order earlier. That was major key. That was a vet move.
Yeah, Grayson is a lot like our very own Robbie Triano. He has his own team, which is Boston, but his side team is, no doubt about it, the Chicago Cubs.
He's wearing all Cubs gear.
Yeah, he's going full Rizzo today. He's all Rizzo'd up today.
He's got the light blue, like the jersey on that doesn't have the buttons.
It's the fanny pack for me. It's the fanny pack for me.
That was a giveaway.
Yeah.
Yeah, the belt bag was
still
a giveaway.
Still trying to find my Bobette.
I got my Remy Martin from Lawrence. I got my bag, man. Yeah, mine's fancier than yours. Yeah. Shout out Lawrence Holmes. Who's coming up next?
Okay,
is that what's happening?
Just to reiterate, all three of us are saying yes, it's a win
it's Cubs.
Today.
Oh, the Cubs will score more than 3 runs, and Layla will owe me $1.
If they score over 3 runs, I'm going to give you more than $1.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to buy your, like, your
we
diet
need to raise
lemonade
your
from Chick-fil-A. Or you do iced tea. I'll do your Chick-fil-A iced tea.
You need to raise your expectations.
I'll get a diet lemonade.
You expect them to score 4 or more.
It's not about that. It's just about the history and stuff. The data, if you will.
Those guys were
wow. Wow, did you just Ben McDonald him, man? You just shot the whole thing down?
No, I actually had a fit. He was like, well, these numbers don't matter. They actually do. They actually did.
I've heard a lot of people saying that. It's the playoffs. It's different. You can't look back at statistics. We do a lot of that.
Because that's our job. That's our job.
Right.
We're not going to be out here just talking about feelings.
Bears.
We'll mull this over with Matt Spiegel and Lawrence Holmes. We'll get the other guys in on this. The afternoon show can judge in. That's next on Raheemy Harrison Grody, live from Gallagher Way, 670 The Score.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.